movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday in The Feed, we talk TV, streaming, movies with our friend Nick Johnston, who's a TV film writer for Vanyaland.com. And I feel like we're in the fall. We got a lot of good stuff coming out this time of year, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah. It is quite a busy season, let me tell you what. I will quickly say I'm really sorry to everyone about the Blonde stuff last week. Only reason I say that is because the movie actually hit Netflix today and not on Friday, released theatrically on Friday. So I'm sorry if I geared up your weekend plans to get really, really, really depressed and just totally messed all those up for you. But I have some good news. We have three interesting titles for you this week. One streaming, all three are movies, and the other two you're going to have to drag yourself out to, go to a movie theater instead of going apple picking with your family or whatever. But that's absolutely okay because you can't bring the kids to those two anyway.
Nice.
So, all right. So first up, we've got the streaming title, which is Zac Efron in The Greatest Beer Run Ever, which is a pretty goofy movie directed by Peter Farrelly, formerly known as the Something About Mary co-director, with his brother, who became an Academy Award-winning filmmaker with the movie Green Book. And it is another historical tale that is centered around a doofus and all of the people that he encounters. It's about a merchant mariner, played by Efron, I believe his name's Chicky, who decides to head over to Vietnam and support his boys from the neighborhood by giving everyone a frothy cold one, which is about as bad as an idea as it sounds, frankly. Going over to an active war zone in order to hand a pal a Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's all right. I thought it was pretty funny. There's a lot of good jokes about Efron potentially being a CIA agent out in the field because he's the only one out in a war zone with khakis and chinos and a polo shirt on. But it's a good time and got Russell Crowe in it. So if you need a little Russell Crowe in your life this weekend, you can check it out streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the world's longest Pabst Blue Ribbon advertisement as well.
Right.
Yep. Up next, we've got the horror movie Smile, which I'm just going to say I don't know very much about this movie. I just know that it's got a very creepy poster. Apparently, people just cannot stop smiling. But what I will talk about, because I think this movie sells itself, it's a bunch of creepy people grinning at you, is their promotional marketing stunts that they did during Major League Baseball. Did you see this?
No. What happened?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. The studio bought out a bunch of seats behind home plate at games that were nationally televised about a week ago. And they just put people from the cast in the back, creepily smiling into the camera, standing up and smiling right behind home plate. You couldn't miss them.
Oh, that's funny. I guess good viral marketing, but yeah, it's still kind of creepy.
Absolutely. It was terrifying. But you know what? I'll take it over that fellow who wore the afro, to all those ball games and whatnot. That guy was crazy. But anyhow, Smile. It's creepy people smiling. I feel like we did this a couple years ago with Truth or Dare, which was also about people smiling and not stopping. If you're in the mood for a good horror film this weekend, apparently Smile is it, according to everyone I know who has seen it. And that'll hit theaters on Friday.
Nice.
And finally, we've got the big comedy release of the weekend. This will make money hand over fist by bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, every kind of party you could imagine. It's Bros, directed by Nicholas Stoller, starring Billy Eichner. It is a very, very, very gay-centric romantic comedy. And I mean that it's Eichner plays a LGBT podcaster who is runs a gay history museum. It's very amusing watching the various people on the board of that museum fight in their boardroom, which is very funny. But he's sort of closed himself off to love and yada, 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 until he happens to meet a guy who is absolutely not his type whatsoever, except the fact that he's really attractive. But he's also just kind of a nice, airheaded dude who's just also surprisingly sweet and smart. And it's a classic rom-com. It's just how it goes. You can expect to see all those classical tropes, but just in a whole new fashion.
Yeah, and I saw really, I saw he brought back his Billy on the Street, that web series that he does. He did a funny one promoting the movie where he like runs up to people and screams at them questions.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, if you like having your punchline shouted at you, this is the movie for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's Billy on the Street's great. Now, I mean, and for all those people who are big Billy on the Street fans, you watch out. There might be a cameo from a certain Will and Grace star in this film as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw it back at TIFF, and it was a fun time and all that sort of stuff. So I think you'll have a pretty good time if you decide to head out to the theater and see it on Friday.
Nice. Great. Well, we got some good stuff this week. I'll put them all up at star999.com. And everyone enjoy whatever you decide to view. Maybe you see all three.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hey, there's nothing better than watching a movie on your phone while you watch a movie before you sneak into another movie.
Right. All right, Nick, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Nick Johnston, Vanyaland.com. You can read his stuff there. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.